Is search marketing dead? I mean, seriously, is the way we've been doing search engine optimization for the last 20 years even relevant anymore? I started my journey with SEO back in 2009, back when keywords were king and rankings were pretty much everything. And let me tell you, we were really good at it. Getting clients ranked at the top of Google for high volume keywords was our thing. But something unexpected happened. Around 2011, we noticed a huge problem. Even though our clients had amazing rankings, they weren't getting new clients from their websites. Yeah, great rankings, no new business. Turns out, just getting traffic wasn't enough. People were showing up, yeah, sure, but they weren't buying. That's when we realized rankings don't pay the bills. Clients do. Simple enough, right? So we did something a bit unconventional. We integrated conversion rate optimization with traditional SEO. We even coined it digital engagement optimization, or DEO. The American Marketing Association called the approach visionary for blending these two worlds at the same time when no one else was, especially not a creative agency. Not like the way we were doing it. No way. Now, fast forward to today. We're seeing another massive shift. AI-driven search, things like ChatGPT, Google's generative AI results, it's changing everything again. So the question is no longer about showing in search engine result pages. It's also about being the answer AI chooses. But here's the cool thing. I'm not worried about it because if you've been approaching search marketing right, well, at least up till now, you don't have to change very much to dominate in this new world of AI. Because the fundamentals are very similar to the old ways. You just have to tweak a few key elements that will not just make you relevant, but thrive in this new AI-driven marketing world.
Welcome to the Buzzworthy Marketing Podcast. Here's your host, Michael Buzzinski.
Welcome back, Buzzworthy Entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Michael Buzzinski, but you, my friends, can call me Buzz. And today, I'm going to answer a question that I have been hearing a lot lately. Is SEO dead? Well, this lends to the question of whether we're seeing the end of Google and search engines in general as we know them. I've seen a few too many who haven't been around search marketing very long tout the death of SEO, which for me is nothing new. I've heard the same mantra over and over for 15 years. The funny thing is that the threats, well, up till now, came mainly from Google with their algorithm updates. There were actually 8 major updates between 2010 and 2020. Each of them threatened the livelihoods of those who offered SEO services. But guess what? Every single update actually helped search marketers. Well, those who weren't trying to game the system. And that's because Google has one goal: to answer the questions their users are asking concisely, accurately, and quickly. Let's take when Google rolled out its big updates emphasizing EEAT in 2018, which stands for experience, expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness. This was the biggest shift since Mobilegeddon, which was supposed to reset the entire playing field for SEO, which it didn't. And just like Mobilegeddon, we didn't even blink because honestly, we were already doing what needed to be done. We were giving the users what they wanted from their clients. Not because we were clairvoyant, but because the fundamentals of search marketing didn't change. But now, here we are again, facing another seismic shift. AI-driven search looks like it might be taking over. Well, let's just say it is, all right? Platforms like ChatGPT, Google's new generative search experience, it looks like a whole new ballgame. But is everything really changing? Or are we just getting closer to the best answers a search query can give? If you think about it, are people really asking different questions? Or are they just gravitating towards better answers? I mean, nothing has fundamentally changed about what people want when they're searching online, right? They've always wanted the same thing, a clear, trustworthy answer to their questions. But how we as businesses need to position ourselves to provide those answers more clearly and relevantly than ever is going to change. But in order to do that, we need to understand the six main idiosyncrasies between SEO and what I like to call AEO, or answer engine optimization. Because while the DNA of our searches haven't changed, the nuance of how computers answer our questions has. Well, a little. The first difference, SEO is all about keywords. I remember having to stuff a lot of relevant terms onto a page as possible to make Google happy. Now with AEO, it's not about keyword density. It's about conversation. It's about crafting content that clearly and conversationally answers real questions your potential clients are asking. The second difference is that old school SEO had us chasing keywords in every sentence, paragraph, and heading, while AEO focuses on structured content to give clear, easy, extractable answers. Think of it like creating a perfect digestible summary your smartest friend would share when explaining something new. Now, the third idiosyncrasy is wording. Back in the old days, searches were short and choppy, like plumber near me or best accounting software. Today, searches have become more conversational and detailed. People are asking AI platforms full-on questions like, what is the best accounting software for a mid-sized tech firm? The fourth difference is probably the biggest. See, SEO places a lot of value on backlinks. These are links from other websites pointing back to yours. But AEO values genuine authority, being mentioned positively, frequently, and naturally across respected sites and industry resources is far more important now. And another big adjustment is frequency. SEOs for decades have thought blogging frequently was the key to success. Well, those days are behind us. AEO rewards quality over quantity. One deeply insightful and authoritative piece can deliver more results than 100 keyword stuffed blogs. This creates a paradigm shift along with a paradox, because if you still care about ranking for keywords, there's still an argument for frequency. But you have to balance volume with quality if you're going to be relevant to AI chatbots. Which lends to number six, which is visibility. How do we show up? See, SEO used to be static. You basically published and hoped for the best. With AEO, content is dynamic. You're continuously monitoring and improving based on how your answers performed in AI-generated results. It's an ongoing conversation between your content, your audience, and the AI itself, which reduces folks gaming the system because you can't fake having conversations. But this also brings us back to the paradox of frequency. You have to be consistently having these quality conversations in order to be the top of the AI mind. And I'll touch on how we resolve for these issues in the next episode. But first, let's hit the last two differences with number seven, technical SEO. This is the back-end optimization of your website, which boils down to fast-loading, mobile-optimized, and structured. But now, precise structured data, known as schema markup, is absolutely essential. Schema helps AI clearly understand and trust your content, so it can confidently pull your answers into its responses. And this detail doesn't just exist in traditional sitemaps. So the good news is that schema markups aren't much harder to do and affect SEO better at the same time. So in the end, it creates an improvement on both sides of the SEO AEO coin. And speaking of the end, The last difference I want to point out is outcome. See, the goal in traditional SEO has always been to grab the top spot in Google's first results page. With AI, it's less about ranking number one and more about becoming a trusted source. You want AI to consistently reference your content when answering relevant questions, because being the chosen answer in AI-driven results could mean far more visibility than being first in traditional rankings. Well, I say that with a caveat that it depends on your goals with search marketing. So if I'm going to be of any help with you today, we need to talk about something called intent, because understanding this secret sauce to both SEO and AEO might help point you in the right direction with your ongoing strategy. Okay, so search intent is basically the why of what someone is searching for on a search engine or a question they're asking an AI chatbot. And there are four types of intent: informational, commercial, transactional, and navigational. Informational intent says the user is looking for answers, guidance, or to get an understanding about something like how to train for a marathon. With commercial intent, they're usually researching to make a full purchase, like best marathon running shoes. Transactional intent says they're ready to buy or take action right now. And navigational intent means they're trying to get a specific site or a page quickly, like Nike official website. Make sense? Okay. Take out that okay. Here's a buzzworthy insight. The shift of AEO is less about technology disruption and more about empathetic communication. It's no longer about gaming algorithms. It's about genuinely connecting with people's real needs and providing clear, direct answers. Hopefully, you can see how understanding the user's intent can affect how you approach your content and where you would like that content to show up. Hopefully, understanding this, along with the differences between SEO and AEO I just covered, you can start to see where you stand with your current search marketing strategy. Or maybe you have finally come around to seeing why a strong inbound marketing search tactic like search visibility could help your company. Either way, what I covered today is only the starting point. Next week, I'm going to uncover my six-step AEO launch strategy that will help you transition from the old SEO way of thinking to the new era of answer engine optimization. You're not going to want to miss this, so be sure to hit that subscribe button, especially if you want to take advantage of the incredible opportunities AI is bringing to the forefront of B2B marketing. So until next time, I'm Buzz, reminding you that being boring is a choice. So stay buzzworthy.